You guys are different.
He's older than me.
Not better or worse, just different. You're very chill and relaxed. He's not.
He's pretty high strung.
Yeah, he's...
Both intelligent, though.
Good morning. It is 10 a.m. in the North Dakota Public Service Commission hearing room. It's March 27th, 2012. It's the time and place for a work session that we have scheduled for case number PU-11-69 Meadowlark Wind 1 LLC. As a work session, it's an opportunity for the commission to discuss amongst itself and staff, the advisory staff, the pending application that we have in front of us. Why don't we, for anyone who's listening in and for the record, identify ourselves. This is Tony Clark.
Kevin Kramer, good morning.
And Brian Kalk, good morning.
Here from staff at the table.
Chris Morrell, commission staff.
Mitch Armstrong, special assistant attorney general.
And also joining us in the room.
Scott Cozier from Element Power.
Molly Smith with Frederickson and Byron.
And Taylor Walton from Minot Air Force Base.
Okay. With that, we have the case in front of us. There are draft findings of fact, conclusions of law, and an order. And I guess I'd first ask staff if they have anything they'd like to bring to the commission's attention before we talk about the proposed order.
Commissioners, there is one thing to bring to the attention of the commission. We staff has been contacted by the Air Force Base in the area and has some, I don't know if concerns yet, but some preliminary information that I think staff probably needs to investigate a little further before we final this order and get some things worked out relating to the missile base site and maybe some radar locations in the area. We don't have specific information yet, but I think we do need a little further investigation on staff side into that issue.
Okay, and as I recalled, we had questions at the hearing regarding contact with the Air Force Base, and there were going to be some late-filed exhibits, I think.
And I've thought about, you know, what to do about that depending on what the investigation reveals, the statutes. We do have a late-filed exhibit 6A, which may need to be supplemented or updated prior to a decision, or there are other procedures in the statutes depending on what our investigation reveals.
So if we need to update the record, we can. It'll take some time and procedure. But.
Yep.
What's, if I could, Mitch, I read through 6A. I didn't see anything there that was a concern. What am I missing that you're talking about? Is there some document that you're referring to?
I don't have a document. Just from staff's investigation or discussion with the Air Force Base, there appears to be some, I don't know if it's miscommunication or clarification needed on whether the FAA process itself addresses what I believe to be one of the
okay.
Air Force concerns, which may be some travel routes on the ground and may also mm-hmm. be some issues with some radars that I don't think we have enough information right now to give you an idea, but I think there's an issue with radar in the area, and there might also be an issue with access to certain Air Force base sites or missile sites around that area. Chris might have.
Is that access like mainly during construction or once the?
I don't know.
Okay. My question would be: is the record adequately sufficient? I guess to that this. Any new information would be able to be incorporated without reopening. In other words, Tony said there were questions about it. Is that enough to ensure due process without having to reopen?
At this time, I believe we will not need to reopen. We may need to do a procedure based on staff discussion under 28.32.25, which may or may not require reopening of the hearing or an opportunity for sure. the parties to cross-examine, but... we are also looking into whether we can satisfy with a supplementation to the exhibits that are already filed, because I think our exhibit description is broad enough and that we could possibly or probably cover it through that.
Okay. Well, let's do this, if it works for everyone. Go through the order as we have it today. See if there's any catches, things, questions, concerns, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Leave open the question of issues related to airbase concerns, potential concerns. Allow staff an opportunity to talk with folks about that. And then we may have to schedule another work session to deal with that issue specifically, but not take up this case at our next meeting for sure, but we'll see where it goes from there. Okay.
Wouldn't it almost be, though, just a thought on that, is that if it comes back and we need is something saying that they're okay with it. If it says they're okay with it, I think we could almost just vote on it at the next meeting. If they're not okay with it, then we. I mean, as long as everything else is in order.
Yeah, if there's just,
you know.
Nothing. It could go a variety of ways. I mean, what we have to make sure is that the record is right and that everything's done correctly, but I think we'll be able to do that. We just need further information before we exactly know how we'll have to proceed.
Sure. And for anyone who's listening in, either in the room or online or on the record, the reason that we have to do it this way, where staff is kind of our agents at this point, is because procedurally the commissioners themselves can't be sort of like vetting these issues. It has to, whatever decision we make has to be based on a record that's developed in front of us in the right way, and so we sort of can't freelance as far as gathering information, but staff can on our behalf look into some of these things and make recommendations to us with regard to how we might get information in the record. Okay, let's go through the order. Page one, any questions or concerns?
Not that I saw.
Page two. Page three.
I would just note on page three, finding of fact number six, this was the agency consultation. We do have a letter from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. They didn't object to the project, but did, you know, think that Meadowlark should have done some different things earlier on. But I think as it's worded in there, it's accurate. And just bringing that to the commission's attention in case they would like it worded differently.
Got it. I'm comfortable with it.
Yeah, I think I'm fine too.
Yeah, no concerns.
Okay. Four.
Okay, did we get 55%? I don't remember that number. Is that what they really said for number eight, 55%?
Between 45 and 55?
I believe so.
If you guys could just double-check that would be good.
Because I know that the hearings we've had since then, when 50% caught our attention in the hearing, if they would have said 55, we could have missed it. I know it doesn't have much. Yeah.
Of course, 50 is between 45
and yeah, exactly.
Between, somewhere between 30 and 65%.
Yeah, somewhere between 20 and 100%.
We could just do the math and figure out what that 484,000 megawatt hours is based off of. Put that in there.
Yeah. It's just like it, you know, when we start putting these numbers in orders, it, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing that we've often done in findings clauses like that is to say applicant states or Meadowlark.
I think that's kind of it, because I know this isn't investor-owned, but...
So it's them attesting to it, not us verifying it.
Yeah, exactly. I think that'd be perfect.
Okay, page five. Page six.
That's good.
The only thing I would note on page six is just depending on what happens with the further investigation.
Yeah,
the paragraph 28 is where there may be some revision.
I do have a question about that number, though. I mean, maybe just say something, no turbine replaced within a missile facility. Just no impact to the missile facilities will be encountered by the turbine. So I don't like putting, once again, numbers there that they don't.
That's probably a good point. I mean, it could be 5,000 feet from a missile facility, but if it's in exactly the wrong spot, it wouldn't really matter.
Yeah, I suspect this is just actually the number of feet the closest proposed turbine is to it.
Just saying there's no impact to be preferred, I think. Mm-hmm.
No, and we'll find out more. Staff will.
Do we have to break apart 30 a little bit? Because I know there's been a lot of discussion about if what kind of road it is, if it's from the road right away or the center of the road. I can't even remember that discussion. I know that if it's a major road, you know, a state road, it's the right away. But sometimes the township roads, they want them closer and they, from the road, they want it from the center, they measure from the center of the road, not the road right away. Because there is no defined road right away in some of those.
Well, this refers specifically to improved road right away.
And then this one deals solely with improved right-of-way, and then with McHenry County, they have their specific ordinance for unimproved section lines.
Okay.
So that's handled in 31.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
I have a question about 32, which is a little bit of a new take on acoustics. Typically, we've had applicants identify a decibel level, and sometimes we refer to it in terms of actual decibels that are stated in the record.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just more of a qualitative statement about they're anticipated to be relatively low, which is a departure from past orders. Do we want to depart from past orders, or do we want to have it conform to what we've done in the past?
We want to stick with our format, I think, if at all possible.
Yeah.
That was the purpose of putting this together.
Those numbers are there, so we can...
Right.
I think we could revise that to be consistent with our orders.
Probably should. Yeah, I mean, if relatively low is the new standard, quote, might leave open to definition what that means.
Good catch.
Okay. That was 7. 8. And 9. Nothing else?
Well done.
Okay. We will allow staff an opportunity to get in touch with Metalark and the folks from DOD. And we'll hear back. Do we want to schedule a follow-up work session at this time, or should we wait? Just have staff make a recommendation at our next commission meeting.
I think waiting would be more appropriate. I mean, okay. It's entirely contingent on what we find out.
Okay. Very good. Anything else? Hearing none, we will close the work session. Thank you.